Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thanks for joining me for another episode, another prayer on this Sanctified Sunday, where we focus on praying for the church across the world. There are congregations of the church, like many of the ones found in the Bible, and we are praying for those. We've prayed for churches that are estranged, like Ephesus, churches that are steadfast, like Smyrna, churches that are permissive, like Pergamos or Pergamum, and this week we're praying for churches that are tolerant, like Thyatira. Jesus says to them in Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 through 29, or he says to John, to the angel or the messenger of the church in Thyatira write, these things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel to teach and seduce my servants, as many as do not have this doctrine, who have not known the depths of Satan. Jesus says to hold fast what you have till I come. And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. So would you pray with me at this time for churches that are tolerant like Thyatira? Father in heaven, we are so thankful for the church around the world and for the church in our community. We pray for any congregation of your church that is like the church in Thyatira. We know that there is no perfect church, and we understand that Thyatira had some faithful and some not. We pray for those churches that are tolerant like Thyatira, where they still have some who have remained faithful, holding to the right teachings of the gospel, but where some have held to other teachings that were putting stumbling blocks before others and causing them to lose their salvation. We pray for them. We pray for these churches that they would repent of their false teachings, the people within those churches that are not only teaching falsely, but the ones that are tolerating it. We pray that they would not compromise on the teachings found in your word, not adding to or taking away, like Jesus would tell us not to do. And Father, we ask that these churches would overcome to receive the power over the nations like Jesus said he would give. And we pray, Father, that other congregations would not follow their examples of evil within them, of helping tolerate those who are teaching falsely, but instead that the churches around them would warn them with kindness and gentleness of the false teachings that they are teaching, and that those who are faithful within those churches would also be courageous and kind in helping them to repent of those false teachings and turn from their ways, turn back to you. And Father, we pray that the church that we are a part of is not tolerant, and that we have faithful members, and that more and more of our members will be faithful in the end. Father, we thank you for the church around the world, and we thank you again for the churches in our communities, and we pray that we would help any church that we find that is tolerating false doctrines to help them, guide them back to the truth. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name and by his authority. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. Remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul has all found relief, and oft escaped the day.